Diving In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and two-time People's Choice Award-winning podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in. I swear we cannot start a podcast without having technical difficulties ever since March of last year.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I thought I could really master this engineering situation at the Rad Pad, and it just never seems to work quite right.
Oh.
And there goes Becca.
My computer just died. It's fine. We're recording.
Yeah.
You and I are looking at each other.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, you could swing your chair. Oh, you could swing your chair over here and we could both be on this one.
Why did my computer just dies?
That way Mark and Easton can see
you. So I have to come all the way over there and move everything?
All the way. You just have to move your microphone and I will move the there we go. Nice. Oh, nice. Nice.
That's like watching the evening news with Tanya and Becca.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be like. And you know how I feel about the side-by-side. Just get nice up next to me.
Mm-hmm. All right. And we're back. Side-by-side, just how Tanya likes it.
Just the way she likes
it. Do you
have
like a filter on your Zoom? Because this, like, we look so angelic compared to what mine looked like.
No, I wish I did have a filter.
Wow. Just she has 14 lights on our faces. So that must be why. What? I'm all thrown off from that beginning. Okay, so last time we did our podcast, it was our live show, which was so much fun.
Yeah, it feels like forever ago.
It does, because we did it and then we had the next week off because of President's Day.
Yeah. But I had a proposition that I wanted to run by you that came about. The idea came about from a conversation that we had recently over dinner.
Okay, this... I get nervous when you do a proposition live on the podcast and I don't know what it is.
Here's the thing. You can do it with me or I want to do it, period. And I just need your assistance. So either you're going to help me do it, which I think you'll be fine with, or you're going to do it with me.
Okay. What?
Okay. So we were talking. I don't even know how we got on the subject of this, but we had a socially distanced outside girls dinner and we got on the topic of like, boudoir photos and like how we like none of us really had any, and I was like laughing so hard because the last ones I took were from like a trip I went to Atlanta with Sissany and Patty, and we were in Atlanta and I had them take these like photos of me that were just literally the opposite of the word sexy. Like, what would you call them?
Not funny.
And I was just looking through and I was like, this is sad that this is the, you know, last sexy photo I have of myself.
Can you
please? Was less than a year ago.
Yeah.
Can you please tell them what the photos entail? Because it is knowing what they are, what is covering you makes it that much not sexy.
So we went to Ryan's high school and we actually had scrubbers meet us in Atlanta at Ryan's high school and they brought a bunch of Starburst with them. So we had all these Starbursts in our hotel room and Patty and Sissy and I were just bored and they were like, they both said, can we each take a photo of you and like decide which one is sexier? So they put like the Starburst all over my body.
Like covering her private secret.
But you can't even tell you can't even tell where it is. It could be on my leg for all you know. Like it's so zoomed in. Do you know what I'm saying? Like the photos were so like
the photos were not sexy. Well executed. No. I will say they could have been a little sexier.
Yeah. But it's funny because you didn't even have any either.
I did, but mine aren't what do you say?
Boudoir?
Yeah, mine were just...
Oh, they were just rogue. Like naked?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, like mine were funny to the point where I didn't even feel embarrassed sharing them. I was just like...
I did end up finding one that I thought was actually quite tasteful.
Okay, so this brings me back to my proposition for you.
Okay.
So I actually recently just got a really cute bra and panty set and... Oh. Okay. Yes. Like that. Okay. So I recently just got a nice bra and panty set that I just wore for the first time last weekend. And I forgot how empowering and sexy you feel when you're in just like a nice new lingerie set. And so I thought it would be fun to revamp my lingerie, you know, drawer and get some photo and do some photos. But it's COVID, so I don't obviously want someone random. I want you to take them.
Yeah, I'm a nice camera too.
Yeah.
I'm totally down for that.
Like just tasteful ones, you know? Yeah. But just, I just feel like there's something so empowering about putting on, like I literally might wear a pair of crotchless panties and watch Ted Lasso tonight just for fun.
Wow. See, I don't find that. I.
Wow. I didn't know our nights were going to be so similar.
There's something so just like empowering and like sexy about it.
No, I agree. It's nice, especially when you have like a full, like a spray tan too, and you get to put on your lingerie. That's the best.
The best.
I also have to say, because you brought up watching Ted Lasso, which I know you're doing your like binge of Golden Globe nominees or whatever. Uh-huh. So normally when I come into Tanya's house, it literally looks perfect. Like it just is all done to perfection no matter when I come over. Like everything's in its place. And today I came in and I felt so comforted by the fact that her couch was still kind of messy and undone from her night last night. There was like blankets set up for her to watch tonight. And I just felt like, wow, what a very normal thing to do to like not pick up fully and leave your house a little unkempt.
A little unkempt. I do have to say, so a friend of mine actually did it for me, like turned my living room into sort of a binge situation, which I thought was really cute.
Oh, that is cute.
Yeah. And so I think I'm just going to leave it like that because I am just going to be watching TV and stuff. So I'm not going to lie, it's a little bit stressful having my home not fully clean. Immaculate. Like I like it. Yeah. But you know, I'm just letting my hair down.
Wow. She's wild.
Yeah.
She's wild.
Yeah. Taking a walk on the wild side.
How are you doing? Since because we did the live show, you got emotional listening to Tyler sing his song. I did. How are you doing since?
Good. comes in waves. How have you been doing?
I'm good. I have been I like 95P and I, we started just, I think because, which I've talked about this before, we have so many different, we're very different in the way we think. So like I'll think of something and it'll be on one end, and then 95P's version is on the complete opposite other end. And it's just complicated when we, you know, disagree and we get into arguments. And so I've been obviously talking about how I've been seeing a therapist and it's been so helpful. And so we started seeing a couples therapist, and I always thought that that was like the beginning of the end in relationships, but we only had one session and it was amazing. Like the progress of just that one session makes me so excited to continue doing it. And I don't know if it'll be like as consistent as our individual therapy is, right? But it's just so nice to have, because I think the thing is we talk to our different therapists and get their advice based on our version of what had happened.
Yeah.
And then we come back and we're like, well, this is what my therapist said, and they got two different versions of the story. And so with couples therapy, it's like the same person is listening to us talk about the situation, and we're getting to hear how each other viewed it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's,
well, it's just like, you know, I think that everybody's so different. Just like the way that we live our lives is based on how we were raised, and everybody was raised differently. Mm-hmm. And had grew up in different situations and circumstances. And so I think sometimes having a third party kind of neutralize things is so beneficial. And it just goes to show you how the both of you are committed to making it work, you know?
Yeah. And I always thought that,
and understanding each other.
Yeah. I think that's the main thing, is just having someone help navigate the conversation so that we can just understand each other better. Because a lot of times we don't, like, we just get mad because it's like, that's not how I saw things happening. And it's hard. It ends up just going in circles in that regard, because we just both don't know what to do to come to a resolution, if that makes sense. So it's been, I mean, it was just our first one, but it was great. And I mean,
right, and that's the thing too, even if you don't do it as consistently, you know, I think obviously self-growth is super important, but if you guys just do it sporadically throughout. You know what I mean? I think it's a good thing.
And I think, I mean, I know other people who have tried either to get their partner or spouse or boyfriend or girlfriend to go to therapy. And sometimes people are resistant. So I think we're both fortunate that we're both open and willing to do it, which isn't always the case. But yeah, so it's good. And I feel like things have been so great since then of us implementing what
the first session was. It's just getting tools for the toolbox.
It is. It's so true.
You got to have a toolbox in life. You got to have a toolbox in relationships. And you just, you know, you come to something and you're like, wait, I have the tool for that. Let me open my toolbox.
Exactly. And we didn't have the tool, so we need the toolbox. But
I love a toolbox. We all need a toolbox.
I agree. But I also, restaurants have been opening back up in LA, and it's been so nice. I've gone out a few times, and it's just been so nice to be out and have someone else cooking food and bringing it to a table.
Someone else cooking food and bringing
it
to a table.
I'm limited on what I'm cooking. You know, I have salmon. I have like very few things that are consistent. And so that's been really nice.
Don't even get me started on a crock pot. I am not like the crock pot queen now. I have made one meal in a crock pot and I have become obsessed learning all the fun recipe books and stuff. Like also how easy those things are. You just plop stuff in and just let it sit for hours. Like who doesn't want to do that?
It looked good what you were making. What were you pouring over that chicken in the crock pot? What was that?
Hot sauce.
Buffalo sauce.
It looked
right?
like it, but
hot
I.
Sauce?
Buffalo. Sorry, buffalo sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was really exciting to watch.
As a viewer. It was a thrill. I got to tell you, it made my house smell good all day. I mean, don't even get me started on what I'm going to be doing this week.
I'm upset because I was literally going to try that recipe and put it in the crock pot before I left and I forgot.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
I know when I watched Aaron's recipe that I saw. Yeah. And when she put the whole bottle of buffalo sauce, I gasped. It just kept going. And I was like, oh my gosh, a full bottle.
I did the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, I just do what I'm told, you know, follow the recipe.
Yeah.
Hey loves, it's Paris Hilton and my new podcast, This is Paris, is out now. I just wanted to do a podcast because I feel like I have so much to talk about. There's so many things that happen in my life that are so exciting. I want to be able to connect with you all.
Just in the past like week, I've been talking to so many of my friends and just really just fun and interesting and hilarious and really cool people that want to be on the show. So it's just going to be so different to be the one asking questions because I'm so used to everyone asking me questions.
I've seen the guest list of people coming on this podcast. Oh my gosh. I could not get these people, so I'm really excited that I'm on this podcast with you, Paris. This is going to be an insane run. And if you guys want to listen to it, you should.
Listen to This is Paris on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, I feel like Marcus told me to watch this show before and I didn't listen to him, but have you told me to watch this show before, Ted Lasso?
I think I brought it up before. I'm not sure, but I think so.
I have found my new show.
Oh.
And I'm so sad that there's only one season of it. Like, I almost want to ration it out.
But
because
it's been picked up for seasons 2 and 3.
Yeah, but I don't get those anytime soon, right? Like,
understood,
he's shooting
but
season.
Plenty more to come.
Yeah, but I think I found my new show. I think I need to ration it out. I was going to binge the whole first season, but I think I can't. I don't want to do it.
How many episodes is it?
Mark? I think 10.
10.
Oh. What humor is it? Friends humor or Schitt's Creek humor? Because
it's kind of people are kind of equating it to Schitt's Creek.
Mm. I think it's more Schitt's Creek than Friends, but also I'm a fan of Schitt's Creek, but I think it's funnier than Schitt's Creek.
Oh, fighting words. But I do have to say that
you've yet to say the name of the show, by the way.
Yeah. What show is this?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's called Ted Lasso, and it's on Apple Plus. It's with Jason Sudeikis, and I literally found myself like laughing out loud.
I mean, you have witnessed you do that on shows. I'll never forget being on a plane ride and it's nighttime, dead silent. And I could hear, I was not even sitting next to Tanya. She was behind me a few rows. I could hear her cackling, watching. I knew she was watching Friends. And she's texting me like, I am laughing. And I'm like, I hear you. The whole plane can hear you. And it's this episode she's seen, you know, probably 35 times already.
Yeah. That's the thing about Friends. I watch it sometimes before I go to sleep, but sometimes I can't watch it before I go to sleep because I laugh so hard. And I'm like, I've seen these episodes 100 times, and yet it's like the belly laugh.
Well,
but I'm like that too. And people have told me that's weird to laugh out loud when you're by yourself. But I have not found that to be weird. I've done that my whole life.
I laugh out loud
all the time. I'm on a plane. I mean, I might try to stifle it a bit on a plane, but it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I react. I definitely know I do it if I'm alone in my home, but on a plane, I typically try, you know, just be respectful to people around me, not let it fully out. I might like snicker to myself.
Snicker. But do you know who probably for sure laughs out loud to himself?
Ew.
Ted Lasso.
Oh.
Absolutely right.
Yeah. I mean, that man, you don't understand what I did. I went to Jason Sudeikis's Instagram, which does not exist, because I wanted to DM him about the show. So then I went to Ted Lasso's Instagram official page and started DMing them, got some response there.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
But people have told you that you're a female Ted Lasso, and I had not thought of that when watching the show. But yes, that makes perfect sense to me now that you say that.
So I posted that I was going to start watching it, and I got all these messages of people saying, like, he's either your male equivalent or he's your, like, one true pair, like, your match made in heaven or whatever. And I'm watching the first episode, and there's this scene where this woman asks him, she goes, do you believe in ghosts? And he goes, well, yeah, but I really, I'm totally going to say it wrong, but he was like, well, yeah, but I really want them to believe in themselves too. And I was just like, I could totally see myself saying something like that.
Oh God, I don't think I'll like this humor.
I think you will like this show. I do.
Really?
So it's got a funny history real quick. In like 2013, NBC hired Jason Sudeikis to do some commercials because they were going to start airing soccer on NBC Sports. So they hired Jason Sudeikis. He created this character for commercials. And I remember that. So when the TV show came out, I thought, well, that's stupid. I don't want to watch a show about a commercial character. Like, who makes a commercial into a TV series? That's going to be terrible.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Geico did it.
Geico did it. So everybody was saying it was great. Everybody on social media said it's amazing. So I watched the first one, and I'm laughing. I'm enjoying. I'm thinking, oh, this is kind of cute. And then, and I don't want to give any spoilers away, towards the end of the first episode, you realize that maybe all is not perfect in Ted Lasso's world. And I'm like, oh, man, this show is going to gut me. And I was so hooked from that point on. It's fantastic.
He comes downstairs, and they're just like... I totally like not even gonna do it justice, but he comes downstairs and like, somebody asks him like, oh, do you want to go get something to eat? And he's like, nah, I just had a bite of shredded wheat, I'm good, or something like that. He had like one piece of shredded wheat and he was like, I'm good. I love you.
I don't think you're doing justice to this show.
I was going to say, this isn't selling it. I'm definitely not sold.
Because it's wonderful. It really is great.
Yeah, it is really good. I know,
I did cry at some point in the run. I did cry.
Oh, I haven't cried yet. But I'm only 3 episodes in and I'm like, I want to ration it out.
Well, has anyone watched Behind Her Eyes on Netflix? Because...
I'm hearing that this is something I need to watch.
I don't think I could watch it.
It's not... Okay, I don't do scary. Like, I don't do scary.
No,
and
me neither.
I started it. My cousin Lindsay was like, have you watched it? She said it's dark, it's mysterious, it's sexy. And so I was like, I'll give it a shot. It's only 6 episodes. So
hour or 20 minutes?
They're an hour.
Okay.
So I started it. And it's like suspenseful, but it's... I'm telling you, like, there's no like jump out scary moments or anything. But then... the last 2 episodes, especially the last episode, it gets so crazy. When it ended, it just ended. And then I'm just sitting there going like, what in the world just happened? And I guess it's a book. And a lot of people said that when they read the book, even they had the same reaction. Just ends. It's a limited series. And so the ending's crazy. And I don't think we're going to get, there's not season more two. Story. It's, I need y'all to watch it just because I need someone to talk to about
it. Is it
this.
Scary? Like hoo-ha?
It's hoo-ha? Twisted. It's like dark and twisted. It just takes a different turn that you're not expecting.
It's suspenseful, right? It's not so much scary like a horror movie. It's
no. Suspenseful. Yeah, it's suspenseful, kind of an a suspenseful undertone the whole series. And then the last episode is like this weird twisted turn.
And it's British, right?
Yeah, it's British. So I was just sitting there going like, I don't think I can go to sleep after watching this. So I'm going to watch a movie.
Oh, no. See, I can't do stuff like that.
So then I watched, it's called Penguin Bloom. And it's a true story about this woman who goes on vacation with her family and she falls off a roof and is paralyzed. And she's really just like sad and angry and having a hard time like being the person that she was because she doesn't, you know, she's in a wheelchair and her whole life has changed. And the oldest son finds this magpie bird there in Australia. And I think Australia, maybe somewhere else. But and he brings it in the house and she's like kind of annoyed. Like, this bird needs to be outside, needs to fly, but the bird's wings won't work. And so there's this connection of like this bird having wings that don't work and then her having her legs that don't work.
Aww.
And she forms a bond and it is just...
It's a movie?
Yes. Like, my head today hurts because I was, like,
weeping?
Sobbing.
I can't.
But it was sweet. Like, it was so uplifting. And the true story. I read about the true story, and she's amazing. And anyways, those were my two binges. And very different vibes. So, yeah, maybe you can give one of those a shot. I'll watch Ted Lasso. And exchange stories.
Seems fair. Oh my gosh. Okay. And then I also watched Behind Her Eyes. That's what you just said.
Promising Young Woman.
Dark.
Oh, I heard that was good though.
Yeah, it's good, but you know.
Dark.
Yeah, dark. I need some Ted Lasso vibes in my life right now.
That's nice. That's a good palate cleanser.
Actually, you know what's so funny? That's I don't even know if I haven't told Becca this, but there's something I find things in our friendship that I just love so much on a regular basis. And this weekend I discovered a new one because I've just been obviously in this like Taylor Swift kick lately. I've just been really just reminiscing in her musical catalog. And I was just jamming out to this song. And Becca, I go to pick Becca up and she literally just gets in my car and no questions asked. Just starts jamming out with me, just fully jamming out all the windows down. Her hair is curled and beautiful and she does not even care. And I was just like, that's the best friendship right there. She just gets in, no questions asked, and just starts jamming out with me.
It was fun. I haven't done that. Like, especially when I do my hair and makeup, I don't roll my windows down. And it
yeah,
just
so carefree
so good.
Yeah. And just, ah.
Taylor, I forgot how many, I cannot wait until she, I hope she does all of her albums as Taylor versions.
I get giddy when I think about her owning all of her music at some point in the near future. Literally makes my insides dance.
Just dance. I know, same. I mean, we went down and had dinner in Laguna. And then I hadn't had Phoebe for a week because she watched her over Valentine's Day. My sisters watched her over Valentine's Day weekend. And so they just kept her because they were like, can we keep her a little longer? So we go down, we go and pick Phoebe up and we have Taylor Swift like blasting and Phoebe does not even give me any attention. I haven't seen her in a week. I'm like so sad. She goes straight to Tanya's lap and just lays on her lap and sleeps the whole way back.
And like cuddles me and hugs me and just giving me so much love. It was the most beautiful thing ever. She knew I needed it.
That's what I'm saying. I was going to say, so Phoebe's always gone to the person who needs like emotional care and support.
Yeah, it was literally like, no offense, she just went straight to me.
No, I mean, I was offended, but then I was like, She needs this more than I do.
And she didn't even flinch. She didn't even try to move.
No, she just laid there.
And you
there.
Were like egging her on. You were like, Phoebe, come here. And I was like, well, no. She's parked no, right really here, baby. Cute. Yeah.
It was really sweet. But yeah, Tawny was just blasting old Taylor the whole time. And I was like, God, I forgot about some of these songs. White Horse, I don't know if anyone remembers, but it premiered on Grey's Anatomy, and it was this like really intense scene, and that song's playing, and I waited forever for her to finally release it because I had heard it and I was like, I need this song.
That song does things to my body that songs just don't do right now.
Okay, this is a good game. What song would you just like in your life today, how you're feeling emotionally and everything, what Taylor song represents?
You know, it's hour by hour.
Okay, right now in this hour.
I want to stick with like a steady right now. I'm in this like invisible string mode. Because to me, that song is like, it's almost like it's just so hopeful. You know what I mean? It's just full of hope. It's not sad. It's not happy. It's just hopeful.
That's a good one.
I listen to it daily. Is that weird?
I feel like you've listened to it daily since it came out last July or August, whenever it came out.
Not totally accurate, but as of late, yes. Daily. It's in the mix.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Tanya, would you ever consider getting a dog?
You know what? I would consider getting a dog. But I would be able to have a dog until we go back to work, you know?
Right. Once we're working again, it's going to be hard to find somebody to look after it if you need to leave town or whatever it is. Yeah, I agree.
And like, Beck, you have like your sisters.
I mean, kind of.
We have Hink. At least like one person that like lives with you.
Yeah, more convenient to have someone.
Yeah.
But I think you'd be surprised, like people, especially if it's a cute, easygoing dog. If it's not, that's where it gets challenging. But
I mean, who needs a dog when I have crotchless panties and Ted Lasso to just get me going on a Monday?
That's
an age old saying.
The age old saying. Yeah. Who needs a dog when you have crotchless panties? Like, that's everyone always says that.
Yeah. Wait. So, where did we land on the boudoir photo shoot? Are you down to do it with me? Oh, so we're going to do it together. Let's pick a date.
Are we doing it together?
Like, this is great because Easton and I have already been planning doing the same thing. I'm going to go to his place. He just got some brand new briefs.
Yeah.
He's just feeling sexy.
Assless
and
asked chaps.
Me to come over. I said I'd be happy to.
See?
So we're posing together?
No, we do that. Like, you take pictures of me, I take pictures
okay,
of you.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they like, don't mean together.
Little.
Weird.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to be offensive.
No. I mean, you do with yours what you want, I will do with mine what I want, but I think we could do it, like, together.
Okay, yeah. I'm down.
Great.
Now, Tanya, in Atlanta, those were done to give to someone, yes?
Correct.
And these are just for...
Nanya.
Could these be used though? Like, would you have these in the like archives to like bring out when you need?
You know what's funny is a girlfriend of mine actually did this for her husband the night before they got married. She made like this beautiful boudoir booklet, essentially, of just photos of her. They were like very, again, they're not dirty. They're very, very tastefully done and like just beautiful photos. And her husband was obsessed with it, like just loved it so much. And I actually was gonna do it recently for a holiday. Things changed, so didn't end up going through with that. But I was like, why don't I just take these for myself, you know?
Well, that's I'm asking. I'm not trying to pry. I'm saying, is the mindset these are for a future partner, or is these for future you to look back on a different time in your life?
Yeah, these are just for now.
Okay.
These are for empowerment and self-love.
Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, I put on this sexy outfit and I just felt a shift in my mojo. Like, I was like, this is it.
Okay. Well, looking forward to
the photo shoot. Becca's like,
She's going to be like, I know after this podcast, she's going to be like, so what day are you available?
I was going to say we should do it March 15th because that gives us... that gives us like 3 weeks
to really get it
snatch
right
it
tight.
In yeah snatch it in, get some new lingerie.
All right, looking forward to that.
Is that a good date? I feel like March 15th.
That's so far in advance. I don't.
So far, it's in 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's far.
This it's is far. The fundamental difference between Tanya and Becca.
Totally.
Right there. Yeah. March 15th is another lifetime to Becca. Tanya's like, I got to fill it up. I got these days in March. I got to fill them up.
Yeah,
and in April, I'm already busy. So let's grab it now.
Yeah, it's true. Well, I was thinking yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We'll discuss logistics later down the line. We're going to take a break and we will be right back. Okay, we're back. We're going to play a game and we have emails, but I wanted to talk about this really quick because Jesse Williams did an interview with ET with Katie Krause. And I know.
Lucky.
I know. And he basically said he would be happy if somehow April came back and they were able to continue that relationship.
You know, if you would have told me 6 months ago that this would happen, I would have been stoked. But I really like Jackson and Joe. I want to give him a shot.
Do you feel chemistry there? I love the idea of them together, but I haven't seen enough to know if there's chemistry.
I haven't seen enough, but I've got to say I want to see more.
Okay, I'm there. I mean, I'm with you on that.
I would like April to come back.
I mean, I would be, it would be so
amazing. And there could be some juicy thing where Jackson and Joe are deep into it and then April shows up again and then there's drama. That's all good with me. But as long as April Kepner is back on the show, I'm happy.
I agree. I do love April Kepner.
Yeah.
Yeah, same. Big I'll April
take
fan.
Her anyway. Like, anyway. Bring her back.
You just want her.
Yeah, with Jackson, without Jackson.
We still have weeks to go before the show returns, by the way. March 11th, that will finally be on our TVs again.
I'm excited, though, because I did forget about this. I don't know how I forgot about it, because it's how it ended. But when, DeLuca takes off to go catch the...
how quickly we forget.
I know. The sexual predator or the sex trafficking storyline. Remember?
Yeah, no, that does seem like a long time ago.
It does seem like a long time ago.
But I'm just glad because the season finale, back when, ended without us having any
closure.
Yeah, we didn't have any closure. And then they didn't really pick it up again until the end of the first half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very excited. Very excited.
March 11th is going to be here before we know it. We're basically
true
in
enough.
March.
And then 4 days later...
we have our photo shoot.
I was like, what's 4 days? Wow. Yeah, I'm going to have to set reminders for that weekly, a weekly reminder.
I can put it in your calendar.
Okay. I can do it.
I just picked the 15th because it's a Monday. So I figured we could do the podcast and then do the photo shoot after.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Unless you don't like that, we can do it a different day of the week. I'm not opposed.
So many things can happen and change in between then that I'm let's put it in there tentatively.
Is there a lot of preparation that goes into this? You're gonna get a spray tan, you're gonna do a lot of sit-ups, like I don't know, is it gonna be some electrolysis involved? Like how much prep goes into this?
I would like, I don't need necessarily a spray tan, but a tan for sure,
like a tan garden. Towel
yeah, or just a self tanner
situation.
I don't need like the full to do, but I would like to have a tan.
Yeah,
that's really.
Where are you going to take them? Like in your? Are you just going to be like in your studio there, or like are you going to have a backdrop?
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
curious about,
behind us
in know? The studio with like my headphones and my lingerie. Like,
I mean, yeah. It's a nice snapshot of your life right now.
No, we'll do it. We'll do it in the bedroom, and we'll. Yeah. Get okay. A collection of Starburst and we'll try to recreate what had been attempted before. Maybe we'll glue Starburst on the lingerie.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Or the wrappers.
The wrappers.
So it's like a subtle innuendo.
But I feel like we have to do mine in my bed and we have to do yours in your bed. So we're gonna have to do it's gonna be a two location situation.
There's 30 pillows there, right? That's an issue.
Yeah, it's gonna have to be a two location situation.
Okay.
Okay.
So maybe we do it on a different day.
Maybe we do yours on one day and then we can, you know, reassess mine. Yeah.
Okay.
Feels like it's really works out for me.
It's getting complicated.
Okay. Let's play a game. We don't know what
this
game is. All
right. This game is called the Mark and Easton game. We're going to give you a fun fact about one of us and you guys have to decide, is it Mark or Easton?
Is there a third option?
No, we're not going back and forth. Not this game. Maybe in the future we'll do Mark, Easton, or neither. But today it's just Mark or Easton, and you will both play. You don't have to agree with each other. In fact, it'd be great if you didn't agree with each other. But if you do, you do, and we'll play it that way.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Number one, Mark or Easton is ineligible to be a contestant on Jeopardy. Is that Mark or Easton?
I'm going to go Mark.
I'm gonna go Easton.
Mark was once on Rock and Roll Jeopardy, which precludes you from ever being on any Jeopardy ever. Therefore, it is Mark, and Becca gets a point.
Damn, I was going to go Mark, but then I was like, I thought it was maybe just because of your age, and that seemed ageist, so I went with Easton.
What, I'm too old to be on Jeopardy?
I don't know.
Wow.
They have ancient people on Jeopardy. That's what I
Wow. Yeah, have you ever seen someone dig themselves in a hole so quickly?
I'm not even in the target demo yet, I don't think. Like, that show is for old people.
I didn't know.
That's weird. Once interviewed our Vice President, Kamala Harris. Mark or Easton? Once interviewed Vice President Kamala Harris prior to her being Vice President.
Mark.
I'm going Easton.
Easton?
That was me.
Yeah!
There you go.
My first interview ever in radio was with then Attorney General of California, Kamala Harris.
Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's two for Becca. It's funny. I thought Tanya was frozen, but then Becca was moving and you're in the same screen, so couldn't have been an internet issue. All right. Once acted in a Discovery Channel crime reenactment. Is that Mark or Easton?
I don't know, but I'm jealous of whoever it is. I'm going Easton.
Becca, that's three in a row. Easton did that.
It was an episode of The New Detectives. It's on Amazon Prime. It's on Discovery Plus. I was surfer number two. Me and my dad found a dead body. It was about a case he worked. My dad's surfer a police officer.
Wait, how long did it take to shoot something like that? I always wonder that.
That took all day. I was 16 years old, and it was freezing cold. It was super windy, and I wanted to be like Mr. Cool, so I wanted to have my shirt off. And the producer's like, "You can keep your shirt on; it's fine." I'm like, "No, I'm doing it."
Wait, How many minutes were you in the episode?
I was in it for like, oh god, maybe 3 seconds. Maybe
and it took
two.
You it's all like, day,
all day. And there's like two frames of me like walking up and pointing at a body. it's a lot of fun. But true. TV magic, you know?
Yeah.
Could you imagine though? Like that, if we want to be extras on Grey's Anatomy, we'll probably have to be there all day. Yeah.
Yay.
All right, we're getting to a point now where Tanya cannot win this game, but let's see what happens in the next couple of questions here. Sneaked onto the set of Seinfeld and stole a script.
Who knew you guys were so like sneaky. I'm gonna go Mark.
I'm going Easton.
Tanya's on the board. Wow. That was me. My friend JD got us onto the lot, CBS Radford. All he did was he knew the name of production company on the lot. So we walked through security, just right past security. And they said, "Excuse me." And JD said, "Carsey Werner," because that was one of the production studios on the lot. And they said, "All right." So we just walked around, and then we went into the Seinfeld set, which was not active at the time, but we were sitting in the Seinfeld living room, and there was a script on the prop coffee table, and so I grabbed it, and then we took the bright yellow cover off of it, because that would be obvious, and now it just looks like a pile of paper, and I stuck it under my shirt behind my back, and we walked out, and I kept it.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
What a sleuther.
The thing would have helped. It would have helped you there because I was 11 when Seinfeld went off the air.
That's a clue right there. This was right around the time of the finale. Okay, anyway, 3-1, Becca. Tanya making a comeback here.
Come back
Let's see. Once went horseback riding with Weird Al Yankovic.
Like, what?
I'm going Easton.
Yeah, Easton.
No points awarded. That was
wow.
me.
What?
That image is delightful, though.
You know the sunset ride? There's a sunset ride that you can get up Beechwood in Hollywood, and you get on horses, and you go over the hill into Burbank and have dinner at a Mexican restaurant, and then you get back, and you go over, and you go over at sunset.
Wait, how fun is that? Do they still do that?
I don't know. This was easily 20 years ago.
Oh, my gosh, fun.
But it's a really great experience because the views from up there are fantastic because you get the Hollywood side and you get the Valley side. But anyway, I did that with my wife, and in our group of 10 or so was Weird Al Yankovic and his girlfriend at the time. And it was just kind of a surreal experience. He denies it, by the way. I met him once and I brought this up and he did not, he claimed that never happened, but it absolutely was him, I swear.
Why would he deny that?
I don't know, but it was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So maybe it was a woman he's not with anymore. I don't know the details, but at one point he was kind of his saddle wasn't properly affixed to the horse, and he started sliding to one side. And the guide, and then the guide had to come and help him back on his horse. He would remember that, so I don't know why he was being evasive about it.
Maybe it's a very weird Al move.
Yeah, maybe it's the person he was with, and he just doesn't remember.
It could be. That's what I'm thinking. Bad memory or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. All right, back to the action. 3-1, Becca still. Is known to eat lemons like apples, rind and all.
Easton.
Yeah, well, very good. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, guilty as charged.
I weirdly knew that one.
You did? Okay. Let's see. I'm running out of these. It is 4-2, Becca. I think I only have one more, so I'll give you the one more. Once played the role of Dave in a movie called Flush.
I'm going to go Mark.
When did this movie, what's this movie called? Flush?
There's no additional details. Get to know when it came out.
I'm going
to
go Mark too, because it's, yeah.
Yeah, that was me, yeah. Now don't, everyone's going to Google that. I'll tell you, don't even waste your time. It doesn't exist. I would love it if it did. It'd be hilarious, but that is not out there anywhere. But we shot that right when I got to Los Angeles. It was, you know, this was going to be the next Swingers. It was going to be a big deal, and then it just never happened for
anyone.
It just
never aired?
It never was. It was shown to us at some sort of cast party when it was finally edited, and after that, I don't think it was ever shown to anyone again.
Oh. So it was just, it's like an adult film, you're saying?
It was not pornography.
Oh, okay.
No. No, I played a stoner named Dave.
Oh my God. Wow. Yeah. If you would have said that, I would have known it off the bat.
Because stoner?
Yeah. Well, because yeah. I feel like I remember you talking about playing a stoner in something.
Oh, maybe.
Well, right, well there thank you go. You That's the
final score. Becca 4, Tanya 2. Thanks for playing today's episode of Mark or Easton. Deedle.
I enjoyed that and feel very validated that I know you both so well.
Okay. Those were so guessy, but I'll give her the win.
I guessed on one, mm-hmm. and I got it wrong.
Mm-hmm. All right, shall we hit some emails here?
Hit them.
This is from Kaylee. I had a boyfriend for 6 years, and it was a really toxic relationship. It ended about a year and a half ago because he cheated. Fast forward to now. My best friend is a photographer, and she just took his new girlfriend's college graduation pictures. Because of this, I did a little snooping and saw that my best friend likes all of the stuff they post as a couple. Am I being dramatic for being kind of mad and hurt? I get him and I ended things nicely, but it still hurts to see my best friend doing these things. And I know money is money, but if it was going to hurt your best friend, wouldn't you refer her to a different photographer?
Okay, let's use this as a situation. Okay, say 95P and I break up. And you're a photographer. And 95P is like, hey, Tanya, will you take some photos of me?
I'd say no.
Right. So there's, I think, the answer. I think it's just, I don't know. There's just an element of loyalty, especially when you've been cheated on, too. Like, it's not even like, because, okay, let's say let's say Robert reached out and was like, hey, Tawny, will you take some photos of me? I would have no issue with that.
Yeah. And I do understand if it's her job and she needs to make the money, then I get it. But liking the photos just takes it to another level that's not necessary.
I was going to say, taking the photos, it's a job. It's a business transaction. But when you personally go and like other photos, not even the photos you took.
Yeah.
I think that's just kind of inconsiderate.
Yeah. I think
devil's advocate. Oh. Is could that be part of her outreach? Could that be part of her promotion? Could that be part of her thing? Is that she likes to stay close to these couples so that when they need photographers in the future, they'll think of her because she's there. She's on their social media. She's part of their lives.
Yeah, for sure. Do that with all your other clients.
And also, yeah, it's one client that you're asked not to like. And also, if you're a good enough photographer, they're going to remember you regardless of if you're liking their photos.
I agree.
So I would just have a conversation. I would reach out to her and say, hey, I know this is, you know, excessive, but I noticed that you have been liking all of the photos of my ex and his new girlfriend. I understand that you took her photos and, you know, have a relationship with her, but it hurt my feelings when I saw that you liked all their photos together when he really hurt me. And I'm sure if she's a good friend, she's going to be like, I'm so sorry. I didn't even take that into consideration. And I'm really sorry. I'll stop doing that. I would hope.
I would think so, too. I would think so 100%. I'm just confused as to why she did it in the first place. But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah. We only have the details we have.
Right, right. We only have the facts. We can't rewind history.
I think maybe you go to her kind of like you came to us. Like you go to her like, am I being crazy? I just have to tell you that this bothers me. And maybe it should, maybe it shouldn't, but it does. You know, maybe she kind of words it the way she worded it to us, like even questioning whether or not it should bother her. Or is that wrong? Should she just have the courage of her convictions to just put it out there?
I like that, Mark. I think going and saying, like, I don't know if I'm being crazy or if I have feel like the right to feel that this was hurtful.
But also, like,
yeah, less confrontational.
If, like, I don't know, like, the cheating thing is what really throws me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I would not even want to talk to an ex of yours if they cheated on you.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Same.
So, I don't know.
Not all friendships are created equal. Like, I think there are certain people who maybe don't think that way about certain things, but I do think it warrants a conversation if she's someone that is really, if you're really close to, and you, because if you don't say anything and you just keep seeing her like photos, it's just gonna eventually build resentment. Mm-hmm.
That's for Kaylee. Now, this is from an anonymous emailer. Over the past year, I developed feelings for my best girlfriend. I thought I was straight when we met, and my feelings for her made me question my sexuality, and I'm actually bi now. I told her about the feelings, and long story short, there are mutual feelings, but she doesn't want to explore a relationship. I decided I needed space from our friendship to move on. Ooh. My question is, do you think we'll be able to come back from this and be friends later on, or is this friendship probably over?
What?
I'm just going to say I think the friendship's over, only because of this reason. I don't believe that you can move on and develop feelings for somebody else if you are still in a relationship with, even if it's a friendship with somebody that you have feelings for. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Like, if you really want to find somebody, you need to cut ties with this friend because you have emotions and feelings there. And so you just have to, in order to have feelings, when you start to develop feelings for somebody else, you're not going to be able to continue that relationship. I think
taking a break from the friendship is definitely necessary. Like, I don't think you can continue to hang out and talk all the time and get over those feelings by doing that. But I had a situation, one of my guy friends,
I remember this.
You know, said that he liked me more than friends. And when, you know, it wasn't reciprocated, he was like, I need some space. And I totally understood. I was like, take all the time you need. I obviously love you so much as a friend, but I don't want to make it harder than it is. And he ended up, you know, we didn't talk and hang out. And it was hard because we did everything together. And then, you know, he was able to be like, I'd rather have you in my life as a friend than not at all. And it was like very healthy and mature, and it was a great thing. So I disagree that the friendship's over. I just think that you need to take the space that you need and also open your heart to meeting someone else and having feelings for someone else.
Space.
Isn't it possible she could meet somebody that would make her completely forget about the feelings she has for her friend?
Yeah.
I think so.
In which case, yeah. Space is the answer.
Space and time are they're healers, honestly. I mean, people always say time heals all wounds. It's so true. Like, you literally cannot rush getting over something or someone. It's just time. And sometimes it's
and also, and this is probably the wrong motivation, but also letting the friend experience life without you for a little while, isn't that a positive thing? Because sometimes they'll realize what they missed out on.
Well, and the fact that she said the friend said the feelings are mutual.
Yeah, that's what throws me.
Yeah, agreed.
Like, but I don't get
scary.
It.
I think people underestimate, like, it's scary to have feelings for someone that you never expected to have feelings for, and how to navigate. Can I be in a relationship with this person? Like, will my family agree with it? Will my friends think weirdly? You know, like, it's a lot bigger than just her.
Right. It's bigger than just like, oh, this is my friend. This mm-hmm. is a friend of the same sex that's new to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That adds a whole nother layer.
We don't know this. It might be new to the friend too. We don't know that.
Right.
But anyway, space and time. And she, who knows? If she has mutual feelings, then she'll, if she sees you out there exploring other things, she might be like, okay, I'm going to act on these feelings and date you.
Yeah. But that is tricky. I didn't even think about that, Becca.
Yeah.
Tricky dickery doc.
Tricky dicky dockety.
That feels like so. I feel like we gave some solid advice today.
Solid.
Yeah. Those both felt pretty solid, no? Like, I feel like we kind of had our differences, but then we came to a conclusion.
Yeah. Yeah. We all do that. We listen to each other. We are open to hearing someone else's opinions and changing our mind if that opinion feels right.
Correct.
And I appreciate that about all of you and your wisdom. I also want to talk one more thing, because I saw Ashley I. She did a rant on Instagram about Sex in the City. And I know Easton reached out too. So obviously, I've known that we all knew Samantha wasn't going to be a part. And now they're saying Big isn't going to be in it. Steve isn't going to be in it. And they're going to address the pandemic. Like, it's going to be during.
It's going to have a COVID storyline, which is a no for me.
And I'm getting a little fearful about it. I'm not going to lie.
I texted Ashley after I saw those posts, and we had a very energetic conversation about it. But I didn't want this to happen when they first announced it. I feel like, no, like, they're going to kill Big, right? Is that where they're going to address this?
Like, well, they're just saying he's not going to be a part of it, but they're not saying what they're doing with him.
I mean, I don't know. I just don't want.
No, yeah, I don't think so.
I think I told Ashley this. I think the only way they could do this and have it work is you get an entirely new cast, new characters, and you have like Carrie be like a mentor to like a blogger or something that's like in a modern day analog of Carrie Bradshaw.
Tanya's very offended by what you just said.
Well, no, because I think they've done this. It's like the Carrie Diaries. Do you know what I mean? Like, they've done this show where it's the new crop of girls. So like the nostalgia and the like excitement was of the original girl gang getting back together, navigating dating in their 50s, or, you know, I don't remember where the second movie left off, but like, I think Brandon and Steve divorced, Charlotte still married, and Carrie and Bigger TBD married.
No, they're married.
They're married.
I live in a world where the second movie didn't happen. So
I'm with you. I'm like, I would even be happy if they picked up from the season finale of the entire series. God,
just forget the movies ever happened.
Yeah, just forget the movies ever happened. And just kind of watch them navigating, you know, newly dating and marriage in their 50s in the city with, you know, maybe new girlfriends that are going through things with no COVID in it. And like,
I personally was a fan of Aiden. And so if they bring back Aiden,
right,
I wouldn't be mad about that, because if Big, and the only way they could do it that I think feels respectful, which it is still disrespectful, is that he died. Because for it to just be that it ended after all that they broke up and he's just not in the picture anymore, and he's just gone, that feels like, what was the point of the investment of that love story?
Yeah.
If they bring back Aiden, I'm canceling my HBO Max. I'm canceling it.
Oh,
I cannot stand Aiden.
Why?
Here's the, okay, we've been rewatching a lot of season three, a lot of early Aiden, and I'm just reaffirmed time and time again. He is super passive aggressive. He never really liked Carrie. He liked the idea that Carrie liked him. And after she cheats, spoiler alert, once after she has the affair with Big, it's like irreparable. Like, he should have never taken her back after that. I watched that episode.
I agree. I do think that once she had the affair, they should have been done.
I mean, how many pieces of evidence do I need? Him buying her the new laptop. That was insane. Taking her to the woods. She clearly didn't want to do that. Do you remember that episode where Big calls her and he they're making love and Big leaves a message on their machine and they just don't talk about it. And then Aiden's just like, fuming. Pardon me. He's just like an asshole for the rest of the episode for weeks. And it's like, dude, just like, he just can't be honest about his feelings. He's like a big baby. I don't know. He does nice stuff to look like a nice guy, not because he cares about Carrie. There we go.
Interesting. That was a deep dive into that dynamic.
You know what's interesting? I'm going to rewatch season three to see Aiden with my fresh eyes, because last time I saw Aiden, I was 19, 20, and I feel like I'm a different woman now. So let me reassess Aiden in my adult life and I will get back to you, because I can, now that you say it like that, I can kind of see it. But I always thought Big was, I don't know.
Okay, he was too. There were problems. Were also problems with Big.
Big is toxic too, but he's upfront about it. You know he's toxic. He knows he's toxic.
Yeah, I like being in my Charlotte York bliss where she meets Harry, and just that is everything of the sort.
That's I might go back and watch those episodes too, because you have me really thinking about
things. Yeah, I'm gonna think about Aiden now for a minute
here.
Mm-hmm. Also, Carrie has the best hair in season three. I had to think about that the other day.
For sure. I like her hair in season five too. Straight situation.
I just love the curls. I love the waves.
Loves the curls. Loves the waves.
Yeah, I don't know. I might be out on the Sex and the City reboot if it keeps going down this path.
It's bad.
Just hold your horses. Just wait a little bit here. Let's get some more information. Don't jump to conclusions.
The info we have so far it's not promising. Good. It's not great, but I'm definitely open to it. Like Ashley said, I'm gonna watch it, and I hate that. I hate that I still watch things knowing that I'm gonna be disappointed. I do it all the time.
You do?
Well, yeah. The Bachelor is every time I watch it, I'm like, why do I? The thing is I never even watched. I never even watched The Bachelor before I was on it. And then afterwards got more into it. And now I get psych myself up. And then I'm like, why?
I don't know, because you still have Ted Lasso to catch up on. So
I know I'm interested in Ted Lasso, so I'm definitely gonna continue that.
I'm excited about this journey for you.
Thank you. I hope it's better than you've presented so far, because I'm definitely not watching it because of the scenes you tried to describe.
I knew I wasn't doing it justice. I honestly knew I wasn't doing it justice.
You were just laughing so hard that I was ready to be peeing my pants, and it was not.
I'm not good at regurgitating.
Hannah, come in here and tell Becca that what you just posted.
I literally love Ted Lasso. It is so good.
I don't think she was here for the beginning of the episode when Tanya tried to reenact this.
No, I already told you that my reenaction is not a depiction of the show. I just, those were standouts to me, but I'm never good at reiterating stories.
Those moments were standouts?
No. Forget.
We should just stop talking about it so that I'll still watch it.
Third opinion from Hannah. Third opinion.
No, no, no. Yeah, I've heard it's good. I've heard it's good. I just wish I hadn't heard Tanya's standout moments, because they were very lackluster.
Apple TV Plus just called us and said, please stop having Tanya talk about this show. We're losing subscribers.
We'll do anything. Please stop.
Oh, man.
Well, on that note, everyone please watch Behind Her Eyes or Penguin Bloom, whichever one suits you, so that I can discuss it. And I'll watch Ted Lasso. I'll do my part. I'll contribute to this podcast where I can.
Nothing makes me happier.
And until then.
Oh. I forgot. I guess we can discuss because whatever. But my new Becca wants to have a meal with me and
Ouch, Becca. My new Becca. Oh, man.
My new Becca. Not the new Becca. Not new Becca. My new Becca.
Sorry. We'll just call her the doula Becca. The doula Becca wants to do like a double with her and her best friend and me and you.
Okay.
Cute, right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I mean,
is great. Her best friend named Tanya? Because that would be excellent.
No, but her best friend kind of looks like me.
But I don't look like Becca. We just have the same name.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But y'all don't have the same name, but you look like.
Exactly.
Okay. Great.
It's like we're meant to be friends.
Okay.
Right. April 12th, Becca. Does that work for you?
She's all July 17th. Will you be around?
I was actually thinking the first week of March.
Okay. That's next week, in fairness, Becca. Yeah. That is next week.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're in?
Yeah, I'm down for that.
So cute, right?
It feels friend dates, like meeting new friends and meeting them for the first time is always so, I get awkward thinking about it. Especially now, it's like trying to socialize with someone that you don't know already. It's already hard to socialize with the people you do know.
I know. And now it's awkward because you obviously have to just meet somewhere outside and distant and then you can't hug or shake hands. So that just adds a whole other element of like, hey.
Yeah.
We just started being friends with our next door neighbors. They're a couple around our age, and we're like, I haven't felt like this since I was like dating somebody. Like every time I said, like we have a group DM, Allison and I and Trisha and Dill on Instagram, and I'm like second guessing everything I write. I'm like, does this make me look weird? Is this funny, Allison?
I think the pandemic has kind of created a little bit of social awkwardness.
Yeah. Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, literally, when I have seen a few of my friends that I've seen outside of Zoom or text or phone, I'm like, hey.
Yeah, you just have to say, hey, like you can't hug, you can't touch.
It's like, yeah, it's like the same thing. Like, oh, yeah, this is so crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to perform for Becca and her lookalike Tanya friend. So should I call her my lookalike Tanya?
What? No, I'll find out her name.
Okay.
But it'll be so cute. I've never met her either. I just think it'd be fun.
No, I think it'll be great.
Just gal palling around.
That's us.
And then you can ask her any questions you have about birth.
Yeah, I don't have that like desire, but we can.
So where does the placenta go? What do you do with that?
I just love that Tanya had so many questions about birth. Yeah.
Like, so many. I'm just like, I didn't know the baby torpedoed out of you and that like you could use the movement in your hips to help the situation.
I tried to explain to Tanya though, because she was talking about this, about we were just in the car having a conversation about like epidural, no epidural, how everyone does it different. And she was like, yeah, she was saying that if you stand and use your hips, it like helps with getting the baby out. And I was like, I just want you to know there's shoulders coming through that hole. So what you're talking about with no pain and whatever, if you're a badass and you can do it by yourself. I mean, all honestly, every single woman who has given birth is a hero to me, whether they did it with an epidural or not. But I was like, there's shoulders coming out of there. Remember that.
Shoulders, same
that's
thing as
why. It's the widest part of your body,
but it's a baby
still. Okay, well, if you've had anything, I know your mom thinks you had an eggplant up there, but like aside from that, I don't think
talk to you when you've had shoulders up, basically. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, no, I'm kidding.
No. Yeah. That is horrifying. Well, weird note. We'll be back next week.
That's right.
No, I thought you were going to add something. I will have seen Ted Lasso by the time we talk next time, so I will be ready to talk about it.
Great.
You and I can discuss. But anyways, love you all. Hope you have a wonderful week, and we'll see you next time.
Love you. Bye.